Bill Maher came out talking about abortion. As a matter of fact, he had a couple of people on his show, and one of them from the Financial Times in the UK, somebody who is actually the provost of King's College in Cambridge. Oh, wow. I'm so impressed. Are you? A financial columnist, Gillian Tett, said, it's odd that abortion is such a big political issue when there's so many other issues. And so Bill Maher said the quiet part out loud. He said, well, not if you believe it's murder. That's why I don't understand this 15-week thing. Or Trump's plan to leave it to the states. You mean, so killing babies is okay in some states? I can respect the absolutist position. I really can. I scold the left on when they say, oh, you know what? They just hate women. People who aren't pro-life, pro-choice, they just, he says, they don't hate women. They just made that up. They think it's murder. And it kind of is, he said. It kind of is murder. And then he says, but I'm okay with that. I am, he said. He's okay with murder. He's okay. Bill Maher says, well, let's be honest about this. And he is. Yeah, it is murder. That's why these people are upset. They're not upset because they hate women. They're upset because they hate murdering little babies. And he says, but I'm okay with that. He says, there's 8 billion people in the world. I'm sorry, we won't miss you. That's my position on that, he said. Wow.
He said that that's a more noble position than most people take.
Yeah, yeah. Travis, if you didn't hear him, he says, really sad that that's a supposedly a noble position for him to take. Yeah, it's a candid position. Certainly isn't noble, but it is sad, isn't it? Man. Yeah, Piers Morgan was on the program. He said, well, I'm pro-choice. Are you? Were you pro-choice when it came to vaccines and masks and social distancing and ivermectin, all the rest of this? You weren't pro-choice. Don't tell us that. That really was our body. This is somebody else. She pushed back. This provost of King's College, Cambridge, pushed back and said, well, that's quite harsh, what he just said. Oh, she sounds like Donald Trump. Let me just say one thing here, though. I agree with him on this 15-week thing. I do not agree with him on the state thing because, look, my position is how do we save babies? My position is the same as the people who want to make it a federal law. We both want to try to save as many babies as possible. I'm just saying that by refederalizing it, you're going to wind up losing any restrictions on abortion. That's the way it's going to work. I've watched politics all my life. I've been deeply involved in this. And if you don't understand how this works, if you don't understand that's what's going to happen, it's going to wind up, Democrats are going to get control. They're going to remove all restrictions up to and beyond birth. That's what they want to do. And it'd be naive for you to take this back into Washington. First of all, it's unconstitutional to do so. The Supreme Court agrees with me, finally. I've been saying that all of my life. And I'm telling you that from a pragmatic standpoint, what it'll do is it'll end all restrictions on children. You want to try to save as many as you can. You're not going to stop abortion in New York or California. You're not. They're too far gone. But you can stop abortions in Tennessee and Texas and Florida and places like that. You should work on that. Maybe eventually you'll change the minds of people in California and New York. But if you try to do this at the federal level, you're going to lose everybody. You're going to lose big time. It's beyond foolish to do that. And when we look at people like Sean Hannity, he's just fine with doing the politically expedient thing, like Carrie Lake.
And the people on the left are so desperate, attacking Trump now for an Arizona Supreme Court ruling that upholds what is a Civil War era law banning abortion. This will be fixed in the next week or two. Let not your heart be troubled. I can pretty much assure that that will happen. Trump opposes the law and this ruling, or you can believe Joe's make pretend Donald Trump that doesn't exist. And you know what? Arizona's governor is a Democrat. The state's attorney general is a Democrat. The state legislature is almost evenly divided. If Democrats, you want to get rid of the law, well, you have a chance right now to get rid of it. And I would advise you, get rid of it. They would
kill the babies for Trump.
Political tool.
Kill for Trump.
Remember, most politicians on the left do not actually care about making your life better.
Yeah. And Sean Hannity doesn't care about life. How about that? The only thing that matters is Trump. Kill for Trump. Come on, Democrats, get rid of this thing. It's making us look bad. All right? We don't like this. What a pathetic corruption we have seen from Sean Hannity over his life. Isn't that amazing? Did you ever think you would see something that far gone? The brutal truth is also that nations that embrace abortion will inevitably support euthanasia. We're already seeing this now. We're seeing it in Canada. We're seeing it in the UK. As I mentioned last week, and there's a report on LifeSite News about this this week. I talked last week about a British member of parliament whose name is Matthew Paris defending euthanasia and not only saying that it is the socially responsible thing to do if you don't have perfect life. There's something wrong with you. Your quality of life just isn't good enough. Well, it's a socially responsible thing to do. You should do it. You would be selfish not to die. And, you know, you are a burden on the country that is paying for your health care. You're a burden on your family. You have a duty to die. That was the Wall Street Journal op-ed piece that I read to you last week. And we see that is happening in Canada, in the UK, many other places. He's a former member of parliament. Talking about killing humans. Because once you cross the Rubicon, that you can kill a human, this is they want people to imagine. They want to deceive women, just like they deceive children about gender. They want to deceive women that this is not a child. Now, some people, even if they know that it's a child, they will still kill it. And you're never going to stop that. But they don't want people to know. And that's why you have to show that it is a child, and you have to show that abortion is murder. Carrie Lake is now coming out as pro-choice, embarrassed about the moral clarity of a law from 1864. Because, you know, she's a celebrity apprentice without any principles, one of Trump's girls. Fresh off of raising $1 million at Mar-a-Lago, she decides that she's going to chop up babies for her political advantage, which is exactly what she's calling for. Yeah, let's go ahead. I don't want to stand in the way of anybody committing murder here. These Republican MAGA politicians are becoming harder and harder to defend, says dissenter.com. Harder and harder to defend as the lesser of evils when it comes to moral issues. Oh, they're indefensible. So Carrie Lake recently released a video stating that she is pro-choice too. Let's not mince words. These politicians speak out of both sides of their mouths all the time. And unfortunately, the so-called conservatives are not immune to this wicked behavior. In this clip, Lake explains how she personally chose life, but doesn't believe that abortion should be banned. This is what the Democrats used to always say. As I've said, the Democrats of my youth, or the Republicans have become the Democrats of my youth, and the Democrats have become the Marxists of my youth. So it should be, shouldn't believe that abortion should be banned. Ripping babies apart, live, limb by limb, should not be banned. But every woman should be forced to make the same decision that she did. The clowns need to stop calling themselves pro-life, says dissenter. Because the very definition of pro-choice is believing that people should be able to choose whether or not they kill their child. But again, they're not pro-choice when it comes to your medication. We got this horrible pandemic. Yeah, so I've heard, but I haven't seen anybody sick. Oh, but you got to take this vaccine and no choices about it. Oh, and we're not going to let you try anything else. You can't try ivermectin or HCQ. Trump's not going to shut these people down who are punishing doctors and patients and pharmacists who are giving you this stuff. He's not going to do anything about that. You know, the politicians here in Tennessee did. They interposed. Trump wouldn't interpose. Trump could have very cheaply have provided ivermectin and HCQ, but instead he was providing the rigged tests, the COVID test, the PCR test. He was providing the vaccine. He was providing the cover for everything that they did. Dissenter said, I hope you're seeing where this mainstream pro-life movement and the incrementalist ideology have led this nation's collective morality.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to The David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. Trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.